It's been called the most beautiful part of San Francisco Bay no one's ever heard of. I think the opening of Point Mulati Beach Park this Saturday will change all that. From this quarter-mile Crescent Beach in Richmond, you can enjoy spectacular views of the San Rafael Bridge and Mount Tam. Just offshore, pelicans and gulls work the tide line while harbor seals check out the scene. The beach, that was closed for nearly a decade, is part of the 422-acre Point Mulati Headlands. Located just over a ridgeline from Chevron's oil refinery, Point Mulati is an example of the resiliency of nature left unpaved. It's home to ospreys, owls, wild turkey, mule deer, and 50 acres of offshore eelgrass beds. It includes hilly native grasslands and giant Christmas berry shrubs, the size of live oaks. Also live oaks, eucalyptus, and a historic wine port with a brick castle. Later it became a Navy fuel depot before the Navy sold it to the city for a dollar in 2003. For the next 7 years, Citizens for Sustainable Point Mulati led a successful battle against a plan to convert it into a gambling casino complex, the largest west of Las Vegas. In 2010, Richmond residents voted 58-42% against the casino, believing we could do better. The controversy generated in those years has now been replaced by a sense of promise. Richmond looks to this natural treasure for new opportunities in recreation, tourism, and youth education. It feels a lot like San Francisco's Presidio before that was transformed into a world-class park. Richmond has a rich waterfront history. When Mayor McLaughlin cuts the ribbon opening Point Mulati Park on Saturday, our history will be enriched once again. However, for the kids playing along the shore, it may just feel like another day at the beach. With a perspective, I'm David Helvarg.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.